Okay, today is Saturday, September 28th, 2019, and this is the New Moon session. And for those of you who don't know me, this is Debbie Moran. Hi. So, yeah, this whole camera thing is odd to me, but we'll get used to it. So, I'm going to kind of state what Carmen said. There was a whole lot of intentions that I added, and I'm not going to necessarily go over them again. But I do want to note that she said something about, well, that's interesting. So I'm now seeing myself. I'm going to turn that off. Yeah, that's really distracting me, but okay. I do want to comment on the fact that, you okay with this, Carmen? You said you kind of feel like you've cornered yourself. And I feel like that's a really good way to start. Because I was going to ask anybody on the call, have you felt tension? Have you felt yourself in conflict with your environment or yourself? Because I know I have.
Me too.
So I feel like, you know, the more we do these new moon sessions, the more I'm recognizing, yes, there is this illusion of separation, and yet we're feeling the magnification of this illusion so intensely because our souls are crying out for the realization of the unity, the fulfillment. That's why I shared one of the quotes from the Mystic Mama quote that I found was like really powerful, where she just talked about, you know, so we can have, here's what it is. As we reach new levels of self-knowing, we release old fears that we are not enough. We find within ourselves the confidence and courage to claim our birthrights of personal fulfillment. And to me, that's really what it's all about right now. I feel like we are in this stage, a phase of evolution, and we've been talking about it for a long time, those of you who have been on the calls a lot, but I feel like, and I keep saying this, it's like we're coming to the tipping point, to the pivotal time. And it feels very much like we're coming together. Even though there's so much outside of our world that we look at that seems like it's exactly the opposite, I feel like it's actually that intense because we are coming more together. And because our souls and our beings are saying, this is so not real, that I need you to feel the intensity of it so that you actually go within, so that each of us actually goes within and does what is necessary to breathe into the reality of who we truly are and the reality that we truly are. All one, just these unique individuals, not just these unique, powerful individual rays of light that are all part of the entire spectrum of creation and eternity. And it's like it's no longer okay to stay small in the dark spaces of our woundings. So that's how we begin. Anybody want to add more intentions in this as we before we really dive deep again?
Hi, Debbie. This is Angela.
Hi, Ange.
How are you?
Well, I'm well. You kind of heard how I am.
yeah, I heard. I felt that.
You felt that, exactly.
So I've started this whole new beginning thing. And so, you know, of course, how I try to plan loosely, but in planning loosely, recognized how much I don't plan loosely. And the universe goes, exactly as you did. So it's been pretty interesting because there are multiple places where things have, of course, worked out better than what was in my plan.
Yeah.
And that is still happening. And it gets into more and more vulnerable places. And so the last couple of days I've been releasing a lot and diving into those places. And so my intention for this new moon is really to sit with that, because it is, you know, we are coming into this Libra new moon. It is around relationships. It is about being vulnerable. It's about even just allowing myself to feel emotions, you know, to be okay with not being okay, or and then watching it, just releasing it, just saying, okay, I don't understand what's happening right now, but I understand that what is happening is for me, and that moving something out of the way because something more beautiful is coming, and just being open to that.
Mm-hmm.
I think I posted something about, you know, expect miracles already, and I really want to do that. And even just fast, you know, let them come in quickly, not having expectation of, oh, 6 months from now. It's like, oh, it could be 2 days from now.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful and powerful. And for those of you who are on the Facebook Live but not on the call, you won't hear a lot of that. So I'll just do a little bit of a synopsis. You okay with that, Anne?
I'm fine with that.
Beautiful. It was really brilliant and beautiful, and I highly recommend it. If you're not on the call, you either get on the call or you check out the recording later, because you'll get to hear all of that. But the general synopsis of that is that Angela is in a very new beginning space, and she is doing her best to plan as little as possible and allow the universe to unfold for her as she know it is meant to, and yet she's recognizing when she doesn't do that. And she's also recognizing how it all works out anyway, and sometimes even better than she imagined. And being available, being in that available space of miracles. And and I'm going to add, because to me it's not about miracles showing up for us, it's about us showing up for miracles, because life is a miracle. It's one incredible creative creation of miracle. It's a miracle. Life is a miracle. And so the more we are in that miracle mindset, the more we show up for them.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you for that, Anne. That was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I love you talked about that new beginning thing, and I'm going to talk about that because I just had an epiphany about the fact that we've been doing these new moon sessions since 2010. And I realized that somehow I've been wired into this all along. It's been new beginning. I've done so many start overs where I've just stopped, just left everything and started all over again. And I even have a going away card from one job that is a big picture that says new beginnings where everybody signed the back. And I thought, oh, okay. So in retrospect, often along the lines of what you were saying, Ange, is we recognize the miracles in retrospect.
Yes.
It's like along the way we're trying to push, like be the little caboose that's pushing the train.
Mm-hmm.
But when we actually breathe into our lives and we reflect on them, a lot of times we actually recognize, wow, it's been a pretty miraculous ride.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always been taken care of. And I recognize those angst moments and those moments where I felt like I got hit by a truck. And maybe I actually did get hit by a truck. But I recognize in those moments that that's the moments where I had fallen out of harmony with that knowing that I'm taken care of and the universe has my back. Everybody breathe into that and tap that in. Breathe into the fact that you're always taken care of and the universe always has your back, that everything that happens in your life is always for you, not against you.
Right.
We just don't know it often until we look back. Wow. Okay, so anybody else have an intention they want to add? Okay, then as much as I want to keep you guys on, I keep hearing some feedback, so I'm going to put everybody on mute, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That said, please, 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 if you feel called to come up, to say something, to come on, that something needs to be expressed through you, then please unmute yourself by hitting *6, okay? And I just blow kisses to everybody. I just felt Kelso. Give Kelso a little kiss and a little forehead rub. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Oh, I love you guys. I'm sorry I won't hear you, but I'll hear you at the end. Or I'll hear you if you unmute, okay?
That's funny.
And yes, Chris, that is funny. The whole process is funny. This whole social media thing is kind of funny to me. I'm so used to doing things in the background, so it's like, okay, I guess I'll come out. And that's really actually kind of significant, because I think that's what we're all being called to do. We're all being called to come out. We're all being called to show up. We're all being called to realize that yes, while we are all one, we are all uniquely individual rays that are ever evolving and ever shifting and ever transmuting into different frequencies and vibrations, and tapping into that realization for ourselves in such a way where we do become vulnerable. And guess what? Invulnerability is courageous. It's like stepping out into the light. Interesting words, right? Stepping out into the light and allowing yourself to be revealed for who you are without even knowing for sure who that is, because we are always evolving. And that's the challenge that many of us have been experiencing in the past, and that is that dynamic of our identities. And it's not that having identities is bad. It's not. I'm not a person that believes in killing the ego. The ego is part of us. It is. It got us. It kept us alive. It got us to where we are. It doesn't deserve to be killed. And in fact, it can't be killed. And if you try to kill it, all you're doing is trying to kill a part of yourself. So it's about integrating those little fragmented pieces of our souls that we left along the way in what can be really dramatic situations and circumstances, and some of them can feel so insignificant to us now from the perspective of our mental processes and our programming. But it could be something as minuscule as us reaching for something and our parents slapping our hands as a baby. It could be something as minuscule as that, where we immediately took on the thought process that it's not okay to reach for what I want. It's not okay to want to step outside of that zone of what's okay. What's okay? And who determines what's okay? So it's really about clarifying. I see, like, like ghee. Ghee always comes up in the word clarifying. It's like clarified butter. It's like we're being clarified, and that stirring of the soul is that motion that's saying, let's just stir this up a little bit so we can reveal something that's way down here in the bottom that rigidified as a crystalline structure, or a big moldy object, a big moldy thought, or a really dried up piece of our soul that felt like it didn't have the right to be, to it didn't have the right to exist, it didn't have the right to, it didn't have the rights, it didn't have the rights, period. It didn't have the rights. So it's like it set up these patterns in our way of interacting with the world around us, where we have so established so many rules that we all feel a little bit caged in one way or another. And it may not be our whole lives. We may have really perfectly wonderful lives in many aspects of our lives, but there may be an area where it's not so wonderful. But we know it can be, but it's not so wonderful. But we know it can be, but it's not so wonderful. So it's the seesaw yo-yo interaction that keeps us in this state of confusion and keeps us from being available to what we know to be true in our hearts and souls. So everybody just breathe that in, actually. And as you breathe that in, close your eyes and feel if there's any place in your body, in your emotions, even in your thinking, anywhere in your history where you felt left behind, where you felt worthless, where you felt like you really literally didn't have the right to exist. And go to that part or that piece or that little boy or little girl or who, whatever age you are, whatever dimension you are, this could be another dimension because really past and future are not linear lines. Wherever you are in that process, go to that little boy or that little girl and embrace them and tell them, I'm sorry, please forgive me. I love you and thank you. Ho'oponopono is the best forgiveness technique. It's the simplest I see. So go to that child and say, I misunderstood. I'm sorry. And I now see you, I see what happened, and I embrace you and I invite you to come with me now and let us explore what the world can be like from this point forward. From this point in now, this point in time, which is now, I want you to relax. And I want you to know that I'm going to do my best to stay present to you in every aspect of our soul and every aspect of our physicality and every aspect of our being in such a way where I'm appreciating you. I'm learning to love, and I'm beginning by appreciating you and appreciating me and appreciating our place in the world and our role in the world as it stands right now, and breathing into the possibility of what it can be like without having to figure it out. So we're doing an integration here with the brain. With the pineal, pituitary, the thalamus, hypothalamus, the left and right hemispheres, the amygdala and the reptilian brain. Cortices, the limbic, the reptilian brain, the prefrontal cortex. It's like going into this brain and doing a cleanse and integration, kind of going in like with a fine-tooth comb and just checking all the crevices to see where things may have gotten stuck and just gently coax them free. And inviting easy water. This is a new mantra I've discovered, you guys, and I'm sharing it with you now. Easy does it. Easy does it. Many of you have heard me talk about ease and grace and pressing the easy button. Well, now, you can imagine this as a part of you or even a companion, partner, an ally of yours called easy. And so whenever you're having struggles with anything, if you just tell the brain, the mind, relax. Relax, mind. Take a breath. And easy does it. I'm finding that actually will help create the miracles or the availability to the miraculous life that we know exists and we know we are. Nice. That is now taking me into the throat. And obviously it's making me choke. So it feels like there is some rigidity in the larynx, in the voice box. It's almost like what I'm seeing is a calcification of the larynx, of the voice box. And whether that's actually physical or not, who knows, but it is definitely energetically a calcification, a rigidity, a frozen aspect of the voice box. And we're linking that down to the heart. And I'm actually working at the sternal ridge in the Wren meridian and working that heated nerve all along the sternum to free those energetic blocks. And actually see smoke like congestion in the throat. And for some reason, I'm seeing the burning forest fires. It's like too much smoke. It's like we need to clear the air, clear the voice box, open the passageways between the senses all the way down to the larynx and the voice box. Open up even through the head, through the ears, through the back chakra of the throat, an area where the head and spine meet, and through the cervical region. So it's like all of those back chakras, and specifically the AO junction where the head and spine meet, and feeling like we need to free it up in a lot of us. It has gotten, again, calcified, rigidified, stuck and almost like stuck lopsided. So it's kind of like range of motion has been limited. So what we're doing is we're working with the skull, the brain, and the mind. And the brain is really like the best description I can give is the brain is like the physical representation or organ that represents the mind. And it's like feeling a little overwhelmed a lot of time. And especially with the thought of relaxing. The mind's like, I don't know how to relax. That's like contrary to my function. And so we're having to let it know. But maybe you can do something a little more enjoyable and less troublesome, less problem-seeking, less challenging. Although maybe you can be challenged, but maybe you can be challenged in an affirmative way rather than good and bad, right and wrong. Maybe you can be challenged in an affirmative way. Now I'm going into the senses and needing to clear them literally, tangibly. And when I say, can you be challenged in an affirmative way, so what would it be like? It's kind of like, okay, I'm listening. Wait, great, come on, you can say it. What would it be like? Breathe. What would it be like if all the creative, miraculous, possibilities that are available to you are right here, right now, and all you have to do is notice them. Breathe into that, you guys. I feel the mind relaxing with that. It's like, I don't know, that's a puzzle I'd be willing to check out. Oh, that's really lovely. This is taking me into the mouth. So this has to do with the sense of taste, but also the tongue. And again, in relation to speech, in relation to, can I get it out? What is that? So it's almost like, there's like this toxic flavor that we're so used to. Oh, this is beautiful and brilliant. It's not about making anybody right or wrong, but what it's showing up for me is like this toxic flavor that we're so used to that we're told it's like, it's the sweetness of life. And we want more. And we want more. And we want more. Whew. And it's kind of like salivating for more, more, more. And what I didn't say before was I had the image of processed sugar. But it's not just that. It's this salivation, this programming literally in our jaws and in our tongues about more, more, more. I really, 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 really want more. More, give me more of this, give me more of that. Let me tell you more. Let me talk more. So it's like, even when I do these sessions, it's kind of like really the beauty is in the silence. But when we're doing these sessions, not many people are going to just sit there while I silently just hold space. So the salivation of more and more and more, it's tapping into that consumerism, that sense of not being able to get fulfilled, not being able to get satisfied, not being able, not being able, not being able. Not being able. Takes me very much to the Bible story of Cain and Abel. So Cain couldn't be able. He was not the chosen one. So he killed the chosen one. So then nobody actually ever was able to be able. Nobody was able to ever have. This is showing me the, it's showing very much describing the schism of the mind. That I'm not able, and I want to be able. So I'm going to kill Abel to become able. It's the insanity of the mind. It's the logic of fear. And not that reverential all fear. It's the logic of that survival of the fittest fear and that I'm not enoughness. So let's all go into that part of us that says, I'm not enough. I'm not able. I'm not the chosen one. Wow. How many times have we heard in our religious upbringings, in our schools, in our competitiveness, where you pick, I'm going to pick this person. I want you on my team, but I don't want you on my team. So I'm going to choose you, but I'm not going to choose you. How many times have we felt we're not good enough to be the chosen one? Or how many times have we felt guilty because we were chosen? It's that chaos, that confusion, that logic turned upside down and inside out, to where it really makes no sense. But our senses have to make sense of it, so they establish an environment that makes it okay for us in the moment. As long as we swallow those emotions, as long as we hold our tongues, as long as we don't make too big a deal. Oh, wow. Because if you make too big a deal, you're a big target. And you're not a very good person. Wow. Everybody breathe into that and gather any part of yourself that you feel, again, got left behind. That felt bad for being good, or felt bad because you thought you were. You were told you were. Linking that to the jaw and the tongue. And a clarification of the flavors and the sweetness of life. There's no such thing as too much sweetness. Or too much love. And you're always enough. I'm tapping that in. I thought I was going to the heart. I think it's funny that I thought I was going to the heart, and where my hands went were to the face. So Space. It seems like we're reorienting the skull right now. Right now I'm at the cheeks. But I'm actually like literally pushing on the zygoma, the cheekbones. It feels like, imagine the old antennas. We're working with the senses here, clarifying the senses. And it's like, imagine the vibration, the frequency is off. So all you're hearing is static, and all you're seeing is snow. Like, I don't know if everybody knows about the old TVs that used to show snow when it went off the air, but it's like static and snow. And so it's like we need to do an adjustment in the bones of our face, the bones of our bodies, in terms of what we're available to. And there's a lot of external, I'm doing air quotes, external noises, a lot of external noise pollution, a lot of external light pollution, a lot of external toxic smells and pollution, as well as chemicals in our foods and in our environment that we breathe in and we eat. There's a lot of those external, apparent external vibrations that cause us to go tilt, tilt. Okay, all of a sudden, I literally have become overwhelmed and I can't function anymore. And all the empathy that I am, because I am all that I am all of you and you are all of me, all the empathy that I am is just too much for me to handle, so I have to close off and shut down. And every time I do that, I cut off a little piece of myself. But I don't know how to do it any other way. I don't know how to be with all of that out there. All of those things that I feel that cause me pain. And all of those things out there that I see and feel causing other people pain. And all of the other things out there that I feel and see causing not just other people pain, but our planet, pain, our animals, our waters, our soil, our earth, our air, our trees. It's just too overwhelming and I just can't do it. I just can't do it. I just can't do it. That's the spaces we have to clear. That's the vibration we have to fine-tune. We have to fine-tune so that we realize and we remember who we really are, that we're really all that, and yet we're not. But we have to act like we're all that. And by doing that, that means recognizing that there's nothing out there that can hurt me. There's nothing out there that is hurting anyone else, even though it feels that way. And the more that I actually breathe into that realization, the more that I breathe into that awareness, the more that awareness is going to become my reality. The more I'm going to wake up. And the more that I'm going to be clear to say no, and what I know is not true, what I know is not real, and say yes to what I know is true, what I know is real. That's now taken me to the heart. And with all of that, when I first got to the heart, it felt very weighted down, very heavy. Almost like, and I'm not a fisherman by any means, I don't see any, it's not a preference of mine, fishing. So, so whatever reason I'm seeing this metaphor, it's like the heart is weighted down. Oh, this is kind of an interesting metaphor now that as I'm following this metaphor. It's like those weights that they put on fishing lines to make the lines sink, to lure a fish. Oh. And I'm watching it sink and sink and sink, and it felt so heavy at first, but now it feels like it's deepening. It's just deepening. It's going deep, 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 deep. Not to hook anything, but to get in touch. To really, really get in touch. To really get in touch with the heart, the depth of love, the depth of forgiveness. And it's interesting because the deeper I go and the deeper I went, the heavier it felt until I went down and felt the love and the forgiveness. And then all of a sudden, the heart felt full, but not heavy full. Light full. Delightful. Delightful. Tap that in. Head, heart, and belly. Full breath, because there's still some deepening happening. So I still feel like it's almost like as we go deeper into the water, it's like it's filling with water, which is really light, which is really life, which is really love. And so there's some pain I'm feeling right now, because it's kind of as the water comes in, it's just like when a container is being filled with water and there's air bubbles, or there's something else there that's being moved out. This is where, this is another one, like with this easy does it. There's another play on words now, guys. You've heard me talk about easy water. That exclusionary zone science calls it, but I call it pure life. And it literally has a denser consistency than the water than they think water has. And this easy water literally pushes the toxins and pollutants out, moves it away and expands into easy water, pure consciousness, pure light, pure life. So now when I say easy does it, it gives a whole new meaning too. It's really beautiful to feel that support. And I love actually all of the astrology reports that I was reading were talking about support, that easy water, that light is there to support us, and it's there in such a way that it has it will remove whatever is unnecessary or hindering your availability to be in that present of who you really are, who we really are. It has the ability to move it out of the way. But we have to be willing to allow it to do so. We have to be willing to ask and then trust, even if we haven't had lots of experience with trust going well, but to trust that, Norman keeps telling me to take the mic off, but to trust that we are taken care of. We are all that there is. And if we simply open up to that awareness and move from that awareness, from that space, from that availability, then the steps are almost done for us. All we have to do is get up and move our bodies. And it really does become easy. Nice. That's now taking me into the belly. And yuck. When I say yuck, it's like, ooh, indigestion. Something has been indigestible in our fascia, in our digestive system, in the systems of the world, which are, by the way, the systems of our bodies. The systems of the world are out of order. I just saw a judge. Out of order. The systems out of the world are out of order. And the systems of the world are in us. And they don't taste good at all. And we're having a really hard time digesting them. I'm not even going to say processing them anymore. I'm kind of taking that word process out of my vocabulary because, and probably all of you have been processing so much all of your life that you've been regurgitating, and that's our digestive system saying, please quit processing, quit digesting, or quit processing, just digest. Please just let us digest. And that takes us to the parasympathetic nervous system and the sympathetic nervous system in the gut brain, in the alimentary canal. In the internal structure of our body, and we're working with this microbiome again. It's like the battle of the ages going on with all the microbiome, which is kind of like our governments, right? Battle of the ages. You don't look like I look like. You don't speak like I speak. You don't value what I value. I want your land. All of that is going on in our gut. And it's like, ugh, I can't take it anymore. So breathe into that. Your God is not my God. Huh? I went like, what? The brain was like, what? Breathe into your bellies. Breathe into your bellies. And as you breathe into your bellies, say out loud and tap your belly. I'm sorry. I really did not realize how confused I was and how much chaos has been going on in there. I thought it was all out there. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I am so over that misunderstanding, and I am so ready and willing to let go of that confusion and that misunderstanding. And I am so ready to let go of processing and let you do your job. I am so ready and willing to trust, even if that didn't serve me so well in the past, because I'm ready for a whole new life, a whole new experience, a whole new level of living that allows me to be available. So I'm ready and willing, and I'm ready and willing to be made able. I'm ready and willing to be able. I'm ready and willing to be available. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. You have stayed around even with all that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you and thank you. I am here now. Everybody say out loud and breathe. Say it at least 3 times. I am here now, and breathe in and out. I am here now. I am here now. I am here now. What wonderful magical experiences. Are here for me now. Take a moment and just breathe into that. And that, my dears, is the way this session ends. And I'm going to unmute everybody now. And I'm going to turn off the recording.